This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top-brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
This is Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to the best of the New Day. Feel the power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the world's greatest podcast of all time, which is entitled The New Day.
Feel the power,
baby.
And y'all, it's 316.
Yeah.
So we celebrate.
Ooh. Yeah, I think the oohs were a little long, if I'm being honest, though.
That was impressive, though.
I don't know. Why did you put an S on it? There was only one E.
Oh.
No, I thought there were a bunch of oohs. Yes.
No, there was one
collectively. That's how I heard it. As several oohs, and I think it was a lot.
Fix your ears.
You hear it?
Fine, then the ooh was too long for my liking.
Why are you upset? Because I had to
correct you. You angered him. I was impressed.
You know how to say it right. Say it right the first time.
I can be impressed and also upset with the length of it.
That's your option.
I'm not here for that.
Well, that's the long and short of it.
And the long of
it. Too long. Anyways.
316.
March 16th, for those who don't understand.
So, March 16th, Austin, 316, 316, 316. So, we're celebrating Austin, 316. He's holding a figure. He's wearing a shirt. Kofi's wearing a shirt. I've cut up a shirt, and I'm wearing it like a ninja.
Ooh.
Yay, Austin.
Yay, Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin on the New Day podcast. Feel the power, baby.
What is it?
That's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to kick it over to the one and only.
Hold up. I forgot. We're real arrogant, and some people, we just assume that people know who we are and what we sound like.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
Yes.
So in case you don't know what my voice sounds like, I am Big E.
It allowed me to reintroduce myself.
What?
Yeah, that's Kofi's line.
What? How dare you?
You thief.
The man who's very upset right now is Kofi Kingston.
You're thieving.
Is somebody thieving?
Just to get a rise out of
you. Wow.
You go ahead.
I've been looking forward to doing that all week.
You took your pop.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Kofi Kingston. How dare you? I am offended.
Dare you.
Well,
sir.
I'm still upset because y'all voted out Golden Girls. And I am WWE superstar Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed, a.k.a. host of the greatest YouTube channel of all time, Up, Up, Down, Down. Subscribe if you have yet to subscribe already, a.k.a. Future King. It's happening. Now you're going to hear the sound of Dan Reichert's voice.
Hello, that's me.
There we go.
I'm Dan Reichert. Xavier?
X.
That's
X.
My fun intro.
X.
I've been working on that one for a while.
X.
I have something for you, Xavier. X?
Xavier.
Oh, you're queuing me up. Oh, okay.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
He gets real butthurt.
I'm pronouncing it wrong?
I need you to pronounce my fake name correctly.
I say the letter and then I do the rest?
Yes, Xavier.
Xavier.
Yeah, people go, but the school is called Xavier. Cool. I'm not a school. I'm a human.
Oh, my God.
I'm a human. Okay.
No Z sound. It's Xavier.
There's no Z in the name.
I apologize.
It's okay. It's okay, Ann.
I'm going to give you something to make up for it.
Ooh.
You had Golden Girls taken away from you.
I did.
Last episode.
I did.
I want to give you guys all a lifeline to prevent something like that happening again. Something that will allow you, even with a minority vote, to bypass the other two.
Oh, how fun is this?
Yes.
You each have
one. We all have minority votes.
Hey, get it? Get it? You get it?
This will not apply to the final four. So if you want to use this, it must be before the final four. You can each do it one time. I'm going to present you with your lifelines.
We're at 32 right now?
Bruh.
For those that are listening to this podcast, that is the one chip challenge from Pacui, I think.
Pacui?
They're extremely spicy tortilla chips. I made Daniel Bryan eat one of these once, and he was really cool and tough about it. I hope all of you gentlemen will be as well if you choose to eat a chip.
Oh, we got to eat a chip and get a lifeline?
Yes.
Oh.
And you will be able to brute force any choice of yours past the other two.
Oh, my God.
Can I eat this to bring Golden Girls back from the
dead?
Sorry. No, you cannot.
If I eat all three, can we bring Golden Girls back from the dead?
No.
Yes.
What? What is going on? The integrity of the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I can't say no to that.
You sully the tournament, three, Dan.
If you're going to do that at the beginning of the episode.
Watch what happens.
Yes.
No, because you know what they're going to do?
Exactly.
What? If I bring them back, they're going to kill the next round. You will not have my pain.
I will tell you, I have done this, and it sucks.
Yeah, same.
They're real bad.
Whenever we have to do something, and we need to eat something spicy, just to be kind, because I love my brothers, I always take the spicy pain. It hurts.
That's true. Well,
speaking of being kind, we do also have something for you here. We do have...
That's what the milk was for.
We have jug of milk.
I was wondering why you guys brought in the jug of Cambodian breast milk.
To nullify the one chip.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
Only the purest.
All right, so
I can't drink that.
That is there in front of you?
Yeah, Kof can't drink that.
Sorry, so that this is
there's
BS.
There's no vegan option. Now,
they should have... You have any almond milk?
We've got some juice.
Juice intensifies the spice.
Oh, yeah, the juice is bad because it's just going to spread it around your mouth.
Yeah.
Water's bad. Bread or...
Daniel Bryan used vegan milk when I did it with him, and it just made it worse, he said.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I should still have been provided the option. I'm offended.
You can have that milk.
I don't want that milk. I don't drink that milk.
He wants the milk from a tree.
I want almond milk. Oat milk.
I think that's sap.
Yeah.
Give me some sap. Did you bring sap?
Mammal milk. Or eat drink.
Gentlemen,
we gotta start.
The bracket is upon us.
Yes. Bracket.
All right. You all remember what happened last time? We're down to the last 32.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's begin.
Let us.
We will start with live action comedy once again. Mm. We've got Seinfeld versus the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Oh, boy.
That's cake. Larry David did his thing. Seinfeld is better than the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Wow.
It is. It just is, man. It holds up better. Fresh Prince is great. It holds up better, I said. Don't you give me that look. He gave me a look, for those of you who couldn't see it.
He is an Xavier Woods.
Well,
yeah, Woods did. I will say Seinfeld is better than Fresh Prince of Bel Air because I feel like there are things in Seinfeld that we can all relate to. You can relate to a close talker. You can relate to a man hands, per se. There are a lot of very relatable things. Fresh Prince of Bel Air, I don't live in Bel Air. I don't get it.
Where was Seinfeld
My uncle
filmed?
Didn't raise me. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
Hold up. I didn't have a friend that got kicked out of the house, literally. Bruh, I don't get it.
Okay.
I
don't get it, man. I don't understand.
I didn't have a cousin who listened to Tom Jones.
That's right.
I don't get it.
I don't understand it.
So you don't understand the show?
You don't get it.
Where was Seinfeld filmed?
I don't know where it's filmed, but it takes place in New York.
So it didn't take place in Tampa, where you're from.
Right.
But you get it.
Right.
Yeah.
New York,
sir, geographically, is closer to Tampa.
Oh, my God.
So did you, the north and the south.
All right, so then question, did you live in an apartment complex?
Yes, I did at one point in my life.
Okay,
yes,
did you have a neighbor who busted in random times and talked about...
Never. My dad would not allow it.
So you don't get it?
Huh?
So you don't get it?
I've been talking about Jazzy Jeff and his... I'm talking about
Kramer busting into the apartments.
I relate
same
more...
Same character.
Hold up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Could you shut the hell up?
Got him.
Why you go so hard?
Wow, sir.
We're talking about Seinfeld.
All right, go.
And I relate more to Seinfeld. There's more that I relate to in Seinfeld. You know, made me cry.
What a turn here, by the way, because you voted for Fresh Prince in the last round, right?
And
all of a sudden, now the next round, you don't get it?
Yeah.
I got it more than whatever I...
Now you don't understand the concept of the show?
Yeah, it wasn't even like, Seinfeld does this, and this well. It was like, I don't get Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Now it's a bad show
right.
that you voted into this round.
if Seinfeld gets pitted against Breaking Bad or any other show, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, anything else that I love, everything else going down.
But also, too, okay, so listen to it. So Seinfeld, he's more tattooed. Yes, he loves the show, but then there's the Wale album with Seinfeld. So, like, he's extra attached.
Yes.
He's, like, triple attached to Seinfeld. I'm going to say Fresh Prince.
Ooh.
Go ahead and do it. Break my heart. I know you want to. Go ahead.
Take from him like you took from me.
It's fine.
It's not about, it's about.
That's what you want to do.
Show. It's about Seinfeld versus the Fresh Prince for me. It's not about, you know, appeasing somebody.
Get done with
I want to apologize to you in advance right here.
Yeah,
so you already knew.
I already knew it was going
to
happen.
I'm trying to get lit with my friends. I'm trying to get back. Y'all need to go the next time.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air, man. It was funny. You know what I mean?
Seinfeld wasn't funny? Seinfeld wasn't funny?
It was also funny, but Fresh Prince of Bel Air was funnier.
If you don't pick, you know.
This is my vote. This is my vote. You know, it's my vote. At the point in time in which I was in my life, I felt like Fresh Prince impacted me more than Seinfeld did when it came to its popularity.
My love for Seinfeld should be my vote should be weighted heavier.
You better eat a chip.
It should be.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Well, eat you better chip. How much do you love Seinfeld? Let's find out.
How much?
All right.
How much?
You want to talk
you loved
about
it.
How much you love Seinfeld?
You said you loved it.
Nah. You said I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You said I love. There's a chip right here. Pac-Hui. One chip challenge. All you got to do is eat one chip. And give Seinfeld immunity.
I love it.
That's how
it.
Much. Is it a
I
ruse?
I want some more.
It's not immunity. It will advance.
It will advance. How much do you love Seinfeld?
Because y'all kill it the next round.
That's not true. You don't know. You don't know.
I have no spite like you guys have for Golden Girls.
You going to let it just
pain.
Die?
I don't have
you
spite
say you love
pain.
Seinfeld so much.
The votes were made. I will not use it. I will not use my lifeline.
Wow.
I knew this was going to happen. I prepared myself for it. I prepared myself mentally for what y'all would do to me.
And it's not about
well,
you.
Yo, dude,
let's move on.
Fresh Prince
advances. We have a lot of matchups here. Advances.
Okay, I'm letting you know now. There's no way E or Kofi will eat these chips. I'm telling you right now.
I have
so
no
you're saying you
want
to do three to bring Golden Girls
saying,
back now?
No, because they're going to vote it right out. So I'm the only one who.
What
will
if you
for
ate three
chip.
And it gets a bye to the final four?
They're going to vote it down.
Wow.
With that,
100%
straight to the final four. Oh, I'm going to vote it down.
Final four.
What's against it?
If I res Golden Girls, it's dying. There's it's no way.
No. I will say if you eat a chip to get, I will say getting to the next round is reasonable. Straight to the final four, I will shoot it down mercilessly. But if you, I will Duck take hunt. Into account the matchup. Because I enjoy Golden Girls. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I will not try to hurt you with my decision. I promise.
There's no spite, guys. This is not a spiteful tournament. Okay?
Tall, speak for yourself.
Let's say you're.
I'm not out here trying to spite y'all. I'm voting based on my opinion.
There's spite.
My opinion.
If you eat a chip, I will take into account reasonably. I will not vote out of spite. I promise you this.
Okay.
Will you eat the chip?
Oh God, no. No.
Somebody's gonna eat a chip.
Well,
not this one. Okay,
maybe it's you, Dan.
Yeah, maybe you.
Maybe you eat all the chips.
I've done it too.
Well, do it again. You already done it. Shoot. Well, shit. This ain't nothing.
All right. What's next?
Yeah.
All
what's
right.
next?
Okay.
Next
what's
up,
next?
In Living Color versus Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What noises are coming from you?
It's a painful noise because In Living Color led to so many huge, incredibly funny people on screen.
Yeah.
Curb pulled from a pool of people that were already hilarious and didn't. Was anyone waiting? Came back. I'm like, if In Living Color came back, they'd have like a new cast because everybody's such a big name now. Like, I'm going to say In Living Color. And I'm going to say it because I know. Curb is incredible. I'm saying In Living Color because In Living Color led to me being able to have movies in my life like The Mask.
I mean,
like You, Me, and Irene. Like Jim Carrey's catalog past In Living Color. I got The Truman Show because In Living Color.
So you're saying Jim Carrey would be nothing without... Without the show?
Without.
No, I'm saying that Living Color very much helped his career. I have no clue what he would have been. We may have gotten all those movies, but that's not how it turned out in life.
I will say, I feel like, so you're judging the show based on the offshoots, not on the show itself.
Not on the show
is
itself.
Is that what you're saying?
I'll say that, yeah.
Wow.
What is going on?
Yeah.
It's the show.
The show is hilarious.
It is.
I will say it's very funny. I think I was, honestly, if I'm being honest, I think I was a bit young for it during its heyday. I watched it later and really enjoyed it. I will say, even though Curb has had some long breaks, it's been on since the year 2000. You know my love for Larry David.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear for me, even though I have a lot of love for both shows, yeah. I will go with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, you got to.
I think they're both incredible shows.
Respect. And I got to go with Curb. To me, this is one of the greatest shows of all time. It's still doing it. If you go back and watch the old episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm, it still holds up. It's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
If I can literally go back and watch episode one all the way to these episodes now and be belly laughing.
And that's like, what I'm doing. And as a person who's at this stage of life that I'm at right now, when I watch Curb, like, so I've got so many shows to watch, episodes to watch. I cannot binge Curb because once I'm two episodes in, like, my body is so hurt. Like, I'm going through physical changes when I'm watching Curb, like, because the awkwardness is so much. The episode when he's like in a bathroom and he had like the little girl's doll or something and they thought that he had like had his fly down in front of like their daughter. Like, dude,
yes.
It, all of the worst circumstances and his wife's like, hey, watch the door for me because the handle's broken. He leaves and a guy walks in on her. Like everything is just terrible. So like I can't binge it because it literally makes me hurt.
It's too funny.
It's extremely funny, but it also makes me feel pain.
Oh my God.
Physical pain.
Because it's so brilliant.
Okay.
It's great. Yes. Its brilliance makes me hurt.
Your winner, Curb.
Curb, baby.
Curb advances.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
The Office versus Chappelle's Show.
Chappelle's Show.
Chappelle's Show.
That's two.
The Office is incredible. It's very, very funny. What an epic love story, Jim and Pam. We already talked about that. But the Chappelle Show is very groundbreaking, mind-blowing episodes, and I will go with the Chappelle Show.
There you go.
We have a winner.
Yeah, the right
Sanford and Son versus SNL.
Ouchies.
I feel like conventional wisdom here is SNL.
Yeah.
But there's so much filler. SNL, I have a DVR for some reason, and I'll watch some of the episodes where I hear like, oh, they brought Eddie Murphy back. That's cool. And it was very funny. But there's a lot of stuff that to me, I don't like. I'm not into. The problem here is the body of work.
Yep.
So big. I would, if given the choice to binge a season of SNL, a random season, ooh, you just pick one of the random ones, or you give me a random season of Sanford and Son, I will go with Sanford and Son. Wow. Because I would laugh more and it would be a more enjoyable watch for me. I will go Sanford and Son, actually.
That's a really good point.
I'm still going to go SNL on it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because especially like if it's random season and you get like season 7, you get all this comedy from back in the day, all these people who turn into like big shots. You could see them early in their careers. And you get musical performances from musicians
in
that era.
I don't care about musical performances.
So you just skip those parts.
But it's part of the show.
Yeah.
In all fairness.
Yeah, that's why I voted against it.
He hates music.
You don't like music.
I like music, but if I want to listen to music, I don't want to listen to it on a TV show. I want to put it on my phone and through headphones and listen to it the way that music is intended to be listened to.
So if you want comedy, you won't watch a show, you'll watch stand-up. You only like your...
No, that's a horrible... That's a horrible...
You only like your classification in one conduit? You can only digest comedy one way? Digest? What's wrong?
I don't want to listen to... I'm not into live SNL musical performances. I never found them interesting.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
And I think there's a lot of filler on SNL.
All right.
There's a lot of unwatchable stuff.
Right.
And I stand by that. They have some very funny stuff.
Man.
Very funny. Oof. But there's a lot of filler.
Only because I don't know the full body of work of Sanford and Sons.
Fair.
It's very difficult for me to vote against SNL because I watched SNL more than Sanford and Sons.
Yep.
And yes, Red Fox is very funny.
You only have one son, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have to make it plural.
Is it son? Sanford and Son?
I was going to let it
slide. It's called Sanford and Son?
Son.
Yeah.
One son.
Really?
Well, there definitely weren't two sons on the show.
It's like Dana Brooks. You guys told me your name was Dana Brooke.
For years, you would just say Dana Brooks.
I didn't know that. For years.
Not for
years. I thought it was Dana Brooks.
Still. All right. SNL, I guess.
SNL.
I have a pity party for E. Yeah.
Next up, X-Men, the animated series versus Boondocks.
Oh, God dang it.
Ouch.
These matchups are getting real stiff.
Ouch.
Squat.
Boondocks.
Oh.
I will say Boondocks because I had more. I liked the belly laugh. And yeah. X-Men was a great show. Got no belly laughs from it. This pains me, but I will say Boondocks.
That's fair. I'm going to say X-Men.
Mm.
It is more meaningful to me in my overall life. Boondocks extremely meaningful to me. But, bro, X-Men.
Break this tackle.
It's incredible.
Oof. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So Boondocks. I
already know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's X-Men.
It is X-Men.
Yeah.
It is X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way more impact on my youth. I you know what I mean? Like, I'm a comic book guy, so.
Boondocks is from a comic strip.
Yes,
I didn't read that comic strip.
You really should have.
I said comic book. Did I say comic book or comic strip?
Did I say you didn't?
No.
They have all of the comic strips compiled in a book.
Said it as if it was
there's a book to, with
to
all
identify.
The compilation.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Compilation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't
very
read
good.
That comic book.
You should.
The books that I read had Magneto and Wolverine and Colossus and Jean Grey and all those X-Men characters.
We weren't talking about the strips
so
or the
books.
So that's
what I'm going
just the shows.
For is X-Men.
Just the shows.
X-Men.
Okay. What's next?
X-Men Advances. Dragon Ball Z versus Inspector Gadget.
Dragon Ball Z. That's not even a...
GTFOH. Dragon Ball, baby. Dragon Ball. I don't even need a discussion, bro.
I haven't seen a single episode of Dragon Ball Z, and it's not because I think it's bad. I just was never exposed to it as a youngin'. But I will have to say Inspector Gadget just because it doesn't really matter.
Dragon Ball Z wins.
DBZ.
Don't laugh at me.
I've never seen an episode of this one show, so I'm going to have to say... It's the other show.
The other show, because I was outvoted anyway, so it didn't matter. So
that's yes, right.
You know, just a little love for Inspector Gadget. Mm-hmm. Next. You
better make a wish.
The Simpsons.
Ooh.
Versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Why are you doing this to us? Why are you doing this to us? Simpsons. Oh, my God. Simpsons.
Which? The Simpsons.
Simpsons. Simpsons. Simpsons.
So it
Simpsons.
Doesn't matter what comes out of his mouth.
Oh, God.
Well,
oh, what have I done? I'm so sorry.
Let's eat a chip.
Oh, Casey Jones. I'm
what
sorry.
What are you looking at?
Master Splinter.
I'm not looking
okay,
at the chip. I was spaced out.
Okay.
I'm not eating a chip for turtles. Simpsons.
Simpsons.
I love the turtles, but I'm not putting myself through that hell.
Oh, man. Donatello, turtles. That's your boy, right?
That's my boy.
Eat a chip for your boy.
Why don't you eat a chip for something?
I already voted. My vote's already got through.
It's not the Don Tubble show.
My vote got through, bro.
Next.
All right.
My vote got through.
My vote got through, bro.
It was the Simpsons. Ren and Stimpy versus Batman, the animated series.
Good God, it's getting tough.
Come on, man.
It's getting too hard. Can everyone just win? At this point?
Well, you're one of those parents, so everybody get a medal.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Here's your participation trophy.
I'm not,
I can't wait to watch my son lose. I can't wait. And he goes, oh, can we get ice cream? I said, no, if you win. Did you score a goal this game? No, then we're not getting ice cream. Winners get ice cream. Do you want ice cream?
Yes, yes.
You better score a goal.
You better win.
Okay, what are the shows again?
No!
I knew that was coming.
Got him! Not like this!
I was trying to think the whole time. The whole thing was trying
too
to
deep.
That's why I was rambling.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy and Batman.
Batman.
I will also say Batman.
It hurts. What's next?
We're going into drama again.
Mm.
Drama.
This will be good.
Breaking Bad versus Dexter.
Dexter.
It why did, are you moving around like you're surprised?
It didn't even matter
I know. And that's on you.
We've had this conversation.
No, 100% Breaking Bad because of the start to finish. Yes, Breaking Bad just had Jesse kind of driving off into the sunset.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I felt like the bird, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't know, the story of Heisenberg was more appealing to me in its entirety. I am the danger. Come on, man.
Yes, I echo your sentiments.
There you go.
They are echoed.
You don't just vote against Breaking Bad without any kind of logic. That's spiteful, bro. That's spiteful, man.
Oh, my God.
No. You don't eat a chip.
This man is going to eat a chip.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes.
I eat a chip?
Oh, no.
Then what?
Somebody has to eat two chips then.
Let's get it done.
What if we both eat three chips?
There's only
that's
three
not possible.
Total.
We have four.
Yeah.
Oh, there's four total.
Uh-huh.
There's four total.
There's a bonus one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get to it. So wait, whoever eats the most chips
gets their vote through.
It was Breaking Bad, and so Dexter would get through, and Breaking Bad would be out.
I'm gonna tell you something. The words you just spoke, I forgot what show Breaking Bad was up against.
I know you did. I don't care.
You gonna eat a chip?
Let's get to it.
To get Breaking Bad out.
Are you both agreeing to eat one chip?
And then what? Because
if we both
what's the result? What happens?
If you both eat one chip, nothing. So somebody has to do two.
Because if I'm gonna eat this chip to make sure Breaking Bad gets squashed. But if you eat that chip, then our votes go back to neutral.
And then what happens?
That is true. And if somebody eats a second chip.
Okay, yeah. So then our vote goes to neutral, then E has the vote to say.
No. So if I eat the chip, we push Dexter through.
And if I eat the chip,
now we're back to Breaking Bad advancing because now it's one against two.
I like that.
But then if I eat another chip after that.
Can you eat another chip for Breaking Bad?
Yes.
But then you can eat a second chip.
But I can also eat a second chip.
But then we're out of chips, then we have to fist fight to the death.
Oh, I don't want to die. I don't even want to fight, let alone die.
I said we get to it.
Kofi, do you want to describe what is happening here for the audio
Woods
listeners at home?
Eating a packy chip.
That's not a good sound.
That's bad.
Stop that.
That's a terrible ASMR. Sound. ASMR did not go over well.
It was a mixed bag.
Is it fully intact?
It was a mixed bag.
Is it fully intact or is it crumbly? Oh, boy.
It looks like there's a piece that crumbled off.
It's pretty much intact. I'm going to dump all of this. You say it like I'm not going
to
fulfill the whole deal.
I do every time.
Gentlemen, let's just get
let's
to
just
it.
Let's just see what you do.
Must be the full contents of the package.
Do we have wet naps because I want to wipe my hands off after this?
Oh, he's sadiddy.
Now you
sadiddy.
He real sadiddy.
Now you need a wet nap.
Do we have
yes, wet because if I touch my eyes after this, I might have to go to the ER.
Have someone feed you the chip.
Do you want get some chopsticks or not?
I do. I'm going to eat the chip. I want to make sure that I don't hurt myself afterwards.
That's something you got to think about.
All right, Kofi and E, can you narrate what's happening here for the podcast listeners?
Was it a packy? How do you pronounce it?
Packy. Sounds all right.
Packy.
It's a very hot chip.
It says one deadly black tortilla chip. And there's a picture of a skull that's red with a flame. Oh, no, these are peppers in the shape of a flame on its forehead. And what looks to be flames coming out of the side of the skull's mouth.
On the back it says, warning, eat at your own risk, not for the faint of heart. Not everyone will enjoy the extreme heat. It also says, after this, hell should be easy. Mm. So that gives you any inclination of what you're getting into. That's it.
On the bottom of the
box. I've been here before.
It also says, warning, it's straight from hell with a melting skull.
All right, here we go.
He's put the whole chip. The entire chip is in his mouth.
In his mouth.
He is chewing on the chip. I can already see pouting.
He's got the Purell. Is he going to drink it?
Pouting
already. Is he going to drink the Purell? Oh, no. Okay, he's putting on his hand.
His mouth is getting real steamy.
Baby,
I think I see tears starting to form. The ducts are full. The tear ducts are full. You can see he's trying to tough it out.
You can't possibly hate a show this much that you are willing to put this spicy chip in your mouth.
It's done. Kofi?
Do I love the show as much as you hate the show is the question.
I thought you agreed to it.
I didn't agree to it.
You didn't agree?
Did I agree? I said what happens. I didn't say I'm going
to. So are you
going to
eat the chip or not?
I don't even have milk.
The boy is hurting, but he's
is it that hot?
Don't vomit near me or towards me. Turn the other way.
It hurts. It don't feel good.
You said he can eat another chip to also eliminate Breaking Bad in the future?
You can. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to try to eliminate Breaking Bad if I eat a chip? Tell me straight up. If I eat a chip.
I'm not telling you anything.
If I eat a chip right now, you're going to eat.
I'm not telling you anything.
That's none of that sounds good.
Shoot.
People don't want to
hear
any
of that. What are you looking at there?
I can't have. Is it that hot? Okay.
Man, let's go.
All right. Kofi is reaching for something.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Breaking Bad will not go down at the hands of whatever show this is that you try.
God bless him, man.
Let's go, man.
This can't be worth it.
I'll be damned.
This can't be
worth it. I'll be damned. You have Breaking Bad.
So Kofi is now opening up the bag.
Kofi?
That's right.
Kofi?
The chip bag.
Wait. Oh, yeah. We have no milk for you. We just want to let you know.
You didn't provide milk for me. This is BS.
Just full disclosure.
Oh, it stinks.
Ooh. This Kofi is now eyeing.
Tips.
Yep.
Can I have the Purell at least? Is that hot?
Really? He's very slowly unwrapping it.
He won't.
Taking his time.
You don't love the show?
For Heisenberg!
You don't love the show?
And he has now placed the entire chip in his mouth. He is chewing it.
Bro, my tongue.
The dust.
Oh, so far he's handling it quite well. So far, it's very early in the process, but he seems to be okay.
You got 32 seconds.
So far, handling it better, I would say, than Young Xavier.
I grew up on these spices, bro. Yeah, I grew up on these spices, man.
Mm-mm. Wow. His eyes are teary. They're definitely teary.
Are they teary?
They're teary.
It doesn't happen instantly.
But you sold it instantly, actually.
Yeah, it's getting hotter.
It's getting hotter, though.
Because I didn't want him to eat one.
Okay, that was all performance, huh?
No.
Ooh, okay. Wow, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
But you made it.
I'm going to have some water.
Water?
Have water?
Doesn't that make it worse?
I don't know.
All right, we'll see. Are we going to another chip?
Oh, my God!
Mm-hmm. The water made it worse, right? Did the water make it worse? I feel like water's a bad idea. I hear it makes it worse.
It's getting hotter! It is getting hot! He is heating up.
Give me the milk.
He is gonna break his code!
I'm gonna wash my mouth out with it. It will help.
You're not gonna drink it.
Give me the milk!
Give me the milk! Give me the milk!
Give me the milk!
This.
Give me the damn milk!
Can't be worth it.
Never spit. Never spit.
Stop, stop. Stop it. Stop.
Sorry, Darius.
You spit. Kofi, you spit. Kofi, you nasty.
This has gotten out of hand.
Kofi, you nasty.
This is not good.
This has gotten out of hand.
Oh, the milk.
You got milk on your mouth. The visual is not pleasant.
We've got two more chips if you want to get in on this.
Sir, you will not do this to me. I that's not happening.
Breaking Bad for Heisenberg.
You feel good about your decisions to eat these chips?
He spit. Kofi, spit. I need it. Oh my God. My mouth feels like.
I don't spit on me. Are we going to have additional chips, or is that?
I mean, there are more.
Or is Breaking Bad moving forward? I was going to say.
That was not good.
I wouldn't suggest it.
That was not good, but it's better than what's happening in my mouth right now.
So, another chip then, A-Dub?
You better eat another chip.
I will not. Because as of now, Breaking Bad has gone through.
He still spit.
What a bad decision. What a terrible decision. I'm spitting on the floor.
Can this man get
my
a
nose
napkin?
Is running.
Kofi is spitting
on
the floor.
Can this man get a napkin? We are in a hotel. A classy establishment.
Just so you know, so you're aware. Oh, you're handling it pretty bad, Austin. Kofi's really no-selling it. Look at him.
It took him a second. It took him a minute.
What did I say? I said, look at him. I said, I've been here before. And I brought you down to my level.
Is there more milk? Oh, it's so gross. I'm going to throw up the milk in my mouth.
It's almost past. It's almost past for me.
Throw up that way.
It's
throw
almost
away
past
from me.
For me.
Vomit away
I'm
from
done
me,
with
please.
It. I don't even feel the heat.
This is disgusting.
I don't even feel the heat anymore.
Are you really going to vomit?
Mm-hmm. Kofi's going to throw up. Kofi's going to throw up. You better do it on the mic. Do it on the mic. On the mic. On the mic. On the mic.
No one wants to hear him throw up.
Kofi's going to throw up.
Plastic.
Protection.
Dude, this is sad to see. So this is, it was Dan.
Second round is coming. Second round of pain is coming. Kofi, so you're aware. So you're aware this happens in three stages when you eat these chips. So first it's the mouth. You're going to feel the corners of your mouth are very hot. You already feel that now. Your tongue is going to start to swell a little bit. It's going to get very hot. The top of your mouth is
going to
get very hot.
You're a grown
man. And then your throat, it gets very hot. And then as that starts to die down, it's going to start to die down soon. Then you're going to feel it traveling from your chest into your stomach. And you're going to feel like everything that's inside your body is turning to liquid.
The concept of milk in my mouth is like nauseating, dude.
And then when you sit down to let it come out the back end, you're going to go through this again.
Oh, no.
But this time anally. It's not a pleasant experience. And I see that your love for Breaking Bad is true.
I see that your hate for Breaking Bad is true.
I respect you.
God, for that sake.
That was.
Oh, my God.
E's still a punk.
God, what a...
Yo, I'll be that. I'll be that. I got no problem being that. Looking at the two of you.
See, I'm good now. I'm good now. Kofi over here tossing his cookies. Yeah, he over here early.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. And the spice is going to come back up my throat. This is disgusting. This is awful.
It's okay. A bad idea.
Okay, Pacquiao.
Why did you do this?
Okay, Pacquiao, I see you, dog.
Because Dan Reichert came over and he said, oh, how do we make the podcast a little more fun and a little more interesting? Let's just put these chips down and see what they do. There's cameras on. They'll dance for the cameras and eat the chips and deal with the heat in the mouth and in the body. You realize when this podcast turns off, we still have to live our lives as humans. I'm going to be on the toilet for an hour and a half, 90 minutes plus, getting this out of my system.
I did this for you.
You didn't do this for me, Dan.
So you can save something.
Dan, you did this for you. You did this for yourself.
Next up, we've got Lost versus The Leftovers.
Lost.
Ooh, I will go with The Leftovers.
Yeah, Leftovers based on the way that Lost ended.
Leftovers wins next.
Leftovers.
Leftovers, it is.
Leftovers wins.
Don't throw up near me, please.
Can we talk about The Leftovers? Just for the spoiler alert, but at the end, amazing ending when Homegirl was trying to find her family. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And she finally gets to go in the time warp. She spends all this money and time to find her family. And she finally goes and does it. And then she sees them having a great time, living their life in this other world, and she leaves them alone after all that she went through to get to her family, and she leaves them. What a mom.
Right? Sad and beautiful, right?
Sad and beautiful. Beautiful. At the same time.
Hell yeah. Toast to her. Yes.
Leftovers advances. Next up, 24 versus Nip Tuck.
Nip Tuck, baby.
I feel like we did all that work to get Nip Tuck to the next round, you know? Might as well keep the train rolling.
Man. Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me?
In vain?
Don't blaspheme. Are you kidding me?
Kofi? On 316 on this day?
How dare you blaspheme.
How could you?
What's
your vote? Hey, Kofi, what's your vote? What's your vote, big guy?
You know.
Sir?
We what?
You already know.
What do we know?
Yeah.
I'm not voting for Nip Tuck.
Sir? Me? Could you stop gargling for a second? So we
can... No, my mouth is on fire.
What are you voting for?
Not Nip Tuck.
What? He said Nip Tuck. I heard Nip Tuck. He's voting for Nip Tuck. I heard Nip Tuck.
I'm not even sure you know what the other show is.
I think you said not
Just
Nip Tuck.
I
heard
I want to hear the name.
Nip Tuck.
He doesn't even know what the other show is.
He said Nip Tuck.
Is it 24 or Nip Tuck?
I will never vote for Nip Tuck.
24 gets a vote.
Just win it.
Kofi is spitting seltzer water into a bottle of milk. The thought is disgusting. So it's backwashed carbonated water going into backwashed milk that he's...
I can't watch this
My
anymore.
God.
The fact that Nip Tuck is even in this far in the tournament is complete and utter BS. It should not be here.
It should.
It should not
a
be
vote's
here.
Vote's a vote.
Is that Nip Tuck for you?
That's Nip Tuck. Yeah, this is like Butler many years ago. You know, dark horse, fun team. Guy just pushes through. You don't expect it. I mean, you look at him and you're like, yeah, they're, you know, middle like nowhere with Indiana. Like, Butler, they ain't going anywhere. But Butler, man, they just... Bro, round after round, pushing through a little dark horse. We got ourselves a little Cinderella right now with Nip Tuck. A little Cinderella.
There we go. Glass shoe. Pumpkin at midnight. Let's go.
X-Files and Law and Order.
X-Files.
I will go with Law and Order. If we're talking about Law and Order SVU, Law and Order Normal, and Criminal Intent, so many shows, I would say body of work, I will go Law and Order. Law and Order.
Can I give a thing about X-Files?
Please.
So one of the reasons that it does rank up so high with me, obviously, like I said, the mom stuff, but there's an episode that
Bill
is so...
Bill Goldberg as an alien.
Yes. Yes.
Bill Goldberg came down
Goldberg
from Pluto.
And X-Files is?
They had a race of Goldbergs living underground, and they all came up, and they took over. Every FBI agent got speared, and when they got speared, they exploded like a crash test dummy.
Might be changing
and
my
then
hope.
They all became president.
What were you actually going to say?
So, good question. No, there's an episode of X-Files that's so dark and like twisted and violent and weird that they banned it from TV for years. It's the episode where the mom lives under the bed on like she's on like a rolly cart. And so all of the sons, like the main son, had a kid with the mom who has no arms and legs and lives underneath the bed. And so it's just full of incest, and they like beat people to death with baseball bats, and there's this weird 50 song playing in the background. And so they only show it now, on Halloween. So like this show is so intense from back in the day. There's an episode so violent that's not allowed on network television. Law and Order is like, we can watch everything.
I mean, that's cool, but I watch a lot of things that are too explicit for TV. Doesn't mean that you should be winning this vote.
Okay, all right. I got nothing on that.
So the votes?
Kofi about to say
X-Files.
Yeah!
Right. X-Files. Wins.
Easy.
Moving into reality and game show.
Okay.
The Price is Right versus Blind Date.
Price is Right.
Skinny Mike forever. Price is Right.
I was going to say, you legit said you don't even remember Blind Date.
Yeah, Price is Right. Nostalgia, baby.
All right.
Skinny Mike.
Easy
Skinny
win.
Mike, who's that?
Nick Arcade. Versus.
I don't care.
Wheel of Fortune.
Nick Arcade.
Wheel of Fortune, dog. I told you about 7 o'clock. I would say Wheel of Fortune had a bigger, it's for sentimental reasons. Kofi's the tiebreaker. Don't look at me like that. It's up to Kofi.
You already know. Wheel of Fortune. And I'm sorry. I feel like on all these tiebreakers, it's always me, you know, breaking the tie for the show that you adore. And I'm sorry about that. But it's got to be Wheel of Fortune, unfortunately.
Sorry, man.
That is 2 votes.
No, you're not. Sorry.
It's your unfortune.
I'm really not.
Wheel of Fortune.
Just remember, everyone that's listening to this podcast, you heard it here first. When I finally somehow wrangle my way into hosting the next Nick Arcade, Kofi and E will not be on it.
Okay.
They will not be guests. They will not have their names anywhere associated with the show. I'll keep them as far away from it as possible because they're disrespecting me right now. All right, what's next?
Wheel of Fortune wins.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon Guts in the real world.
Guts.
Mm. Guts.
These are getting easier. These are getting much easier to lose.
Guts wins. Millionaire versus Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Ooh.
Jeopardy.
Yeah. The deeper we get into this, the easier it gets.
It's getting easier, surprisingly. Yeah.
I feel like the first part of the round of 32 was not easy, though.
Very difficult.
But Jeopardy, 100%. Not that it mattered, but right. Jeopardy.
We have a Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Oh, already.
Going Hit back it. To live action comedy, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air versus Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Funnier?
Better show.
Curb Your Enthusiasm was a better show. If I'm being honest, I never really loved Fresh Prince the way that most people did.
Really?
And why they do dark skin on Viv like that?
That was,
you know what I mean?
Was
you know what I mean? For that alone. For that alone.
Flip flop.
Curb, yeah.
Hmm.
Just like on Family Matters, they had the dark skinned mom forever, and then just all of a sudden she was a new light skinned woman.
I'm gonna say Fresh Prince, just because overall show like Curb makes me laugh harder. Like I said, I have that awkward feeling, but Fresh Prince, I think over time, I can't think of any cultural references that to me hadn't any sort of like huge impact culturally, like I feel like I had with Fresh Prince.
I mean, we can move on to the next round. We already know Kofi's vote here.
You already know. Curb, man. Curb okay. All the way.
That's fair.
But I respect you. Yeah. I respect you.
Yeah. I respect you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's very Kofi, pleasant.
You have anything to say to us?
Stop goggling, man. Stop goggling. Real pleased with yourself there.
Yes. Let's see. Regurgitates milk into this.
I'm
what
tired
is that
of
one?
This.
That's a new container.
Dara got me a vat.
Oh my God! We need a picture of this.
Where the milk was?
It's just a vat.
We do not
translucent milk backwash.
That's
disgusting.
I don't want to see it.
Swirling it around. All right, we got Chappelle Show versus SNL.
Chappelle Show, easy.
Chappelle.
Yeah. Some of these are easy.
Chappelle.
He said oil. Who's talking about oil?
Down to animated. X-Men: The Animated Series versus Dragon Ball Z.
X-Men: The Animated Series.
Dragon Ball Z. I got a King Kai tattoo, bro.
That's right. Dragon Ball Z right there. Dragon Ball Z. And I almost got on you, E, but I realized you haven't seen a single episode of Dragon Ball. Then Dragon Ball, let's talk about... I mean, look. Watching Dragon Ball as a youth was amazing. Going back, watching Dragon Ball as a father, even more amazing. The story of Vegeta and Trunks. He never held his son. Finally, you know what I'm... Oh, you got to go back and watch it, man. Dragon Ball Z.
That's messed up to not hold your baby.
That's what I'm saying. And then finally, you know, he gives him the hug, you know, in the was it the Cell Saga? Yeah. And then chops him, says, no, son, you're not fighting. I'm going to fight as your father. Deep, bro.
What about the love in the love triangle in X-Men the Animated Series? Jean Grey, Scott, Summers.
That's not a love triangle.
Over a father and his son.
Jean didn't want Wolverine. Wolverine just creeping.
Mm-hmm.
It was a triangle for him.
Mm-hmm.
For him,
he was also in love with Cyclops. Then,
no, you don't have to be in love with every member
liking
of the triangle.
Somebody's
do you?
Girlfriend makes a love triangle.
Yeah,
If you throw in the ball and they ain't catching, there's no receiver.
For me, it is. That's how my triangles went. Oh, okay.
Fine.
Isosceles triangle. Over
all right, so we got one?
DBZ.
Yes,
DBZ. DBZ.
It advances.
100.
The Simpsons versus Batman, the animated series.
Geez.
Batman, the animated series.
You know what? I'm going Simpsons.
Yeah.
Going Simpsons, Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Oh, Bleeding Gums.
Bro. Okay. Simpsons had musical albums.
So many
movies. We got Simpsons Land.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa, it's your birthday.
The song is problematic, so they don't play it. They got rid of that episode even.
Did they really?
It's really good, but I get it.
Well done. Well done.
Hell of a bar. Simpsons. Yeah. Simpsons. Yeah. Sorry.
All the guest cameos, the jokes. Bro, the episode when Bret Hart was buying the mansion.
Oh, my God.
Just so everybody knows in this podcast, so when we heard that WWE was going to Fox, SmackDown would be on Fox, the first thing we went into He Who Shall Not Be Named's office, and it was like, hey, we just want to make sure that we're on Fox shows, mainly The Simpsons. That was a real conversation. People go to his office every day to pitch ideas, to figure out what's going on creative. We said, hey, can we be on The Simpsons? Mm-hmm. Just so y'all know. So if you can help us with that, we appreciate it. Hashtags do work, apparently. So let's go.
Moving on to drama. Breaking Bad. The Leftovers.
We're going
to
do this again? You know what? Leftovers.
Don't.
Ooh, The Leftovers.
Golly.
That's two.
Doesn't even matter. The Leftovers. It just moved me more. Breaking Bad, honestly, it's probably a better show as far as it'll be more universally liked than The Leftovers. But I think it's because I grew up in a religious household, and there's a lot of stuff in The Leftovers with like heavy religious and spiritual themes as far as like the afterlife. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just more thought provoking as opposed to a teacher who sold meth.
Yes.
Even though he was dying and whatnot. Dying. And there's more nuance than that.
But so like with Leftovers, so like you said, like there's so many more things that are actually relatable for people in that show. I've never sold drugs, you know, never been out in the desert.
Did you say relatable or thought provoking?
No, relatable, thought provoking. And that's like you said, the way that it ended, the girl, you know, seeing her family and letting him go, like it's a whole thing.
You're using my own quotes.
I am.
Okay. It's sad to see Breaking Bad go.
It is sad.
Is it?
How many chips we got left?
No
way. Come on, man. I'm not doing that.
I know
won't. No, I know.
Because you're not man enough.
That's right. So what? Females are strong, too. Females are strong, too. If I was a female, so what?
You're not woman enough,
so
either.
So what?
You're not human
My wife is a female. My mom is a female. Mm-hmm. You know?
Females are by far better than men.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Birth? Shoot.
Yeah, we can't do that.
I don't want to do that.
Yes.
Never. Never. Okay. All the things that women go through that men don't have to go through. Psh.
Next up, Nip Tuck. Yeah. Versus the X-Files.
X-Files.
What? Nip Tuck is dead?
Just like X-Files is way better. I love Nip Tuck. It's amazing. It's
when,
incredible.
When
so why is that smile
on your face? Go for it.
Yeah.
What's your vote, E?
I will go with the X-Files.
He took it away from me.
Go Nip Tuck.
You took it away from me. I want to take it from you. X-Files.
Yeah.
All right.
Nip Tuck is incredible.
The fact that Nip Tuck was even, this is what, the Elite Eight?
It made it pretty far.
This is the Elite Eight?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
No, sorry. That was the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16 had no business being here. Should have been out the first
Clearly
round.
Clearly not, because it made it.
Should have been out the first round on a coin toss. Shame.
Moving on.
Shame, bro.
Reality slash game
will.
Show.
Do you feel ashamed?
It was her will.
Let the man speak.
It was her will.
Do you feel ashamed?
No. You know I have no shame. Next.
We've got The Price is Right versus Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go.
No, don't make us do this.
I got to go Price is Right. Wheel is so good. It's so good. But legit, like you said, bro, Price is Right is on. We're watching. Plus, it's never going off the air. Why? Because it's an hour-long commercial. Bro, it's a genius show.
I would say besides sentimental reasons, The Price is Right is pretty much this is just like games of fortune for the most part. There's some, I guess, if you know the cost of retail products, I guess that helps as well. I feel like Wheel of Fortune is more intellectually challenging.
Yes.
So I will go with Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. Good grief.
This is very important now, we're getting deeper in. Can we both give our arguments for why to see if we can sway Cove to our side?
I gave my
I want to get more because now
I would like your swing.
So I do agree with the intellectual, you know, thickness a person has to have to be on Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune.
You don't even know what shows we're talking
about. I just messed
it
up for a second. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't have a slip of the tongue. But I feel like watching Wheel of Fortune, you plus everybody like in the audience watching, plus the people that are actually playing, get way more hype on Price is Right than they do on Wheel. Every once in a while, you can get hype on Wheel when you win. But even when you win, it's like, okay, you won that round. There's like a little bit of applause and like, oh, let's go to the next thing. But Price is Right, every little thing someone wins, it's like, what? I get to go on stage? Yet? Like, you can't beat the hype.
It's easier to play Wheel of Fortune at home. It's easier to guess okay, I think I know the puzzle, right, to shout it out. Plinko? How are you going to like play along with Plinko at home?
You can't play along with Plinko, but all the guessing games for like the prices of stuff, being able to sit there, like if we're sitting there watching and it's like, oh, here's, I don't know, some dishwashing detergent. I'm like, bro, it's $2.47. You're like, no, it's not. It's $2.58. And it's like, now we have that battle and then whoever wins feels
good.
You never had fun?
That's not fun.
What a joke.
fun to you is this detergent is $2.58?
Bro, I'm telling you.
Hey, bro, you want to come over to my house, man? We're going to bid on some detergent. You coming over?
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm a simple man.
I'll be right there.
You put some Dawn in front of me, the big family size, $3.18. Let's go. $3.18. I'm on stage with Drew.
Oh, dear God.
And the like final round of Wheel, RSTLNE.
Damn.
I did it, right? That's the way you got.
You got me with the RSTLNE.
Showcase? If you get both showcases, you've seen it happen.
Damn. I just feel like...
Brand new car!
A new car!
See?
Oh, God. Come on down.
They got new cars in Wheel of Fortune. They got vacations. They got all that.
They don't say it like that.
You know what it is? I think Wheel of Fortune is like a little bit more classy. Right, like anybody can win Price is Right, right? You can be from anywhere.
Any dumbass, right?
No, that's not what I said. Anybody, sir.
Are you saying Albert is a dumbass?
Wow, Mr. Blue.
Come on, E.
He didn't win.
He didn't win, though.
Wow, so.
But he got called up. That's a big step. And that's the thing is that you get called up, and then all of a sudden, you know, you bid the right price, and then you get called on the stage, and then you have to win again. It's levels to it. Yeah. You and I know. Be humble, you know?
Yeah.
You know, what did Kendrick say?
Just straight up cussing. All this cussing.
I gotta go with Price is Right, man.
Ah,
and what takes the meter to my side is the fact that my mom and I watched it. That, you know, that's what it comes down to. A lot of great memories watching Price is Right with my
both.
Mom.
You should lose your vote just based on.
What if Dan chimed in? That's it. He's locked in.
No.
All right. Greek the final of the Sweet 16 is
Sweet 16.
Nickelodeon Guts versus Jeopardy.
Oh my goodness.
Jeopardy.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to Jeopardy.
Say your piece, Kof. Say your piece.
Okay. It doesn't matter, but I'm going with Guts again because it made me want to be on TV and as a kid, you know, and go and do some athletic things. And I felt like I could have won Guts.
Did Guts inspire you to be the man you are today?
Not at all in the slightest. Maybe. Subliminally? Maybe. Maybe.
Thank you, Michael Malley.
Guts is great.
What's next?
Jeopardy advances. We're moving on to crown the winners of each division now.
Oh, boy.
In the Elite Eight.
Elite Eight.
For live action comedy, Curb Your Enthusiasm versus Chappelle's Show.
Wow. We of the black delegation select the Chappelle Show.
Wow.
Very well done. That was very well done.
Thank you. Good bit.
Ashy Larry.
Black white supremacists.
Black white supremacists.
Oh, man.
There's so many
the
family. Yes. So many genius bits that like how, they put that on TV.
When he went back in time and shot a slave owner, I was like, oh, this is my show.
Yeah. Chappelle's Show.
I should have saved the chip for this.
Sorry, Larry David.
What?
Yeah, for me, it's Curb, man. I mean, the Bill Buckner episode. Bill Buckner walking down the street and then people rolling down their windows to cuss at Bill Buckner for messing up the World Series. And then he finally gets
to redeem himself with a baby. With a baby.
Oh, dear.
You're a Boston guy, so I get how it resonates.
Boston. Yeah. It really doesn't matter, but I just...
It hurts me, too.
I should have saved the chip for this.
Chappelle's Show.
But I feel like Chappelle is so on another level with how funny he is, I feel like the evolution, like the track that he was on,
yeah,
would have just continued to skyrocket.
It's almost not fair because I feel like Chappelle should have, like he was saying, needed to have that like 10 seasons and then we could judge, because I feel like there's not a bad season. There's some okay episodes of Curb,
right.
Okay episodes. Seasons in general, I wouldn't go back and say that was a terrible season of Curb. I can't
right.
say that one
I
time.
Agree. Yeah.
They were all great. Great.
Right. But then are we judging Chappelle's show for the kind of lackluster last season?
No, I'm thinking how, like when I'm thinking of these, I'm thinking of the effect that the show has had on my life. So I know that there are many more times in my life where it is relevant to quote something from a random skit on the Chappelle show than it is to quote a random thing that happened on Curb. When we talk about Curb, we talk about the grandiose concepts and how like hilarious like the awkwardness is, and it's an incredible show. But I have an easier time going holla 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 holla, and you guys know what I'm talking
pretty,
about.
Pretty. I mean,
that's a great point. That's a great point.
And then on top of this is something we have not talked about, is the fact that Larry David is Sami Zayn.
Yes,
Sami Zayn is Larry David.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, 100%.
Like you can
their
see
mannerisms, the way he
that
speaks.
Solidifies gotta, my vote for yeah. Chappelle Show.
Because you don't like Ram?
There you have it.
Chappelle Show it is.
Yes.
All right, Chappelle wins.
They are one and the same, though.
Dagnabbit.
Animated. Dragon Ball Z versus The Simpsons.
DBZ.
Wow.
Simpsons.
Simpsons is incredible, but post the Conan O'Brien era, the show's very different.
Wowzers. And that's a fair point, too, because I feel like I haven't watched The Simpsons consistently. I mean, you know, my youth, middle school, high school, Simpsons all the way, even college a little bit. But, you know, I don't really watch The Simpsons.
The show's still funny. So. It's different than it used to be. I feel like the humor was much more targeted at, like, that. It was a different kind of humor. It was more of, and I don't mean this like it's, like, dumb humor now.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was more, like, intelligent jokes. Sure. I feel like they're making, like, jokes about, like, random, like, Shakespearean things where it's, like, it's funny, but you kind of got to have a little bit of knowledge on you. You got to be the kind of person who loves Jeopardy. You know, you like this random knowledge. So you get to tap in that with old school Simpsons, and I feel like that changed after Ned Flanders' wife died.
Having said that, Dragon Ball, baby! Ah! Ah! Super Saiyan! Dragon Ball! Lessons in life learned through Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball, baby.
Dragon Ball Z advances.
Yes.
Moving on to drama, The Leftovers against The X-Files.
X-Files.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I've already stated my case for The Leftovers many times. We talked about the finale. We talked about how incredible that was. It did a lot more for me. It moved me more. And like I said, X-Files scared me. It shook
Mulder me. Throwing pencils into the ceiling because he's so bored. Thinking about aliens. Thinking about his sister.
Yeah, man.
Scully coming through.
You want me to watch a show where a guy is real bored? That's your selling point?
Let him finish.
No.
You can't just cut him off.
That's what he started with. That's what he began with.
You start at the bottom of the mountain and you climb up.
Exactly. And I'm the bottom of the mountain of the show that I want to move forward is this guy's so bored.
I'm sorry. I tried. What was the X-Files versus what?
The Leftovers.
The Leftovers.
Leftovers was X-Files. I don't want to explain.
That's it.
We've already gone on too long.
That's
X-Files.
X-Files.
It's tough.
Price is Right versus Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Right. Price is Right.
Ooh.
Do it to him, Cove.
Oh.
Do it to him.
This is so hard.
Let him know. Do it to him.
This is so hard. It's not personal. It's not personal, and it's not personal. It is based on everything we have said, based on the fact that Alex Trebek could be one of the classiest hosts that I've seen, the classiest host in the history of hosting game shows. Still doing it, the one and only on this show, but Price is Right.
The final four is the next round.
Final four, baby!
Final four. Who is it?
It's a weird one. Chappelle's Show versus Dragon Ball Z.
Chappelle's Show.
You already know. I'll go here because I'm going with Dragon Ball Z.
Same.
Whoa! Got him!
Remember that time that we dressed up like characters from the Chappelle Show at Mania?
Oh, wait.
Oh, we have.
No, wait. Except for when E dressed up as Ashy Larry earlier today when you had those knees. Oh, no! Oh, no! We were in Saudi, and so many people came up to him and pointed his knees out. Oh boy, that's a true story. It's a true story.
I was cosplaying here at PAX, and you cosplaying Ashy Larry over in Saudi. Man, I didn't know you were down with the cosplay.
That's how much I love the show. That's how much I love the show.
There you go. You blowing ash out your hands, trying to blow the dice.
Next, Dan,
The X Files versus The Price Is Right.
Price is right.
The Price Is Right. See X Files. Nice knowing you. Goodbye.
Oh no.
So we are down.
Hold on.
To our championship.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold the phone. Ettore.
It doesn't matter.
Ettore. What won the other side just now?
Dragon Ball Z.
What does that matter?
Okay. I'll let it stand. X Files is.
We already know Dragon Ball is going to win this.
The finals to determine the greatest television show of all time. It is Dragon Ball Z versus The Price is Right.
I would not have guessed The Price is Right to make it to the finals.
These are my two shows, man.
Okay.
There's no drama here. We already know the two of you are going to go Dragon Ball Z. Because what did we wear at WrestleMania?
That's not has nothing to do with
WrestleMania.
It.
WrestleMania is deeper than that.
Yeah.
Sir, it's beyond.
But you're going Dragon Ball Z, aren't you?
You don't know that.
But I do know it.
We have a podcast we need people to be interested in, so let's have a talk about it.
My answer is The Price is Right.
He's mad.
I don't get mad. I just get money, and it's a Jeezy song.
So, okay, so what you got?
This is like really, do I have to go next?
Dragon, yeah, dragon, stalling. Pump the dragon, dragon, Ball Z.
It's one. You know it won. Let's go. Price is Right is incredible. That's a great show, but Dragon Ball Z, we got Goku traveling down Snake Way to go train under King Kai. I got the logo right here on my bicep. Why? Because I'm traveling down Snake Way right now. I'm trying to get back home.
Snake Way.
I'm trying to get back. It's meaningful. Cell Saga. Goku rolls up and says, hey, y'all, I want to fight too, but I want to fight this dude at full power.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just hand out Senzu beans to all the bad guys before we fight because I'm 7. I'm the strongest person on the planet, but I've got the mental capacity of a child. What a show.
And the faith he had in his son to save the world.
Think about it.
Let's talk about that. You ain't seen a single episode.
Yeah, let's be as predictable as I know you are. Go ahead.
Oh, wow.
Trying to turn Kofi against himself?
You trying to insult me?
He's trying to break Kofi against himself.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Divide this man.
Out with it.
Out with it. He's some 20s gangster. Out with it, see?
Out with it, see? Yeah. You got your zoot suit on.
Better pick the prices right or else.
Yo, pinstripe.
Hammerhead's coming through to break both your kneecaps,
see? Yeah. You on the board. You on the boardwalk. And how did Boardwalk Empire not make it on this, by the way?
Say the answer already.
Well, as predictable, we'll pick your mic up now. We want to hear what you have to say here. You're throwing your mic on your lap.
Don't put it in your deal.
Don't put it in your deal. Don't put it in between your thighs.
You got too many ribs to reach down there.
In your hand. Price is Right. Amazing show. I met Bob Barker. We took a great picture.
Okay.
That's right.
I beg of you to just answer it and be done with it.
Well, it's not a matter of you begging, E. It's a matter of contemplation. Everyone's in a rush. And chips. I feel like only because I watched Dragon Ball Z recently, I'm going to go with Dragon Ball Z. DBZ, baby. Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the greatest show of all time. I don't know if I agree with this.
Go on.
What was the point of this? Why were we here the last 2+ hours? It won.
You wanted.
But I wanted Golden Girls.
You wanted Golden Girls. That it just.
Finish it. You announce it. You got the announcer voice. You're doing VO work.
You got the announcer voice. You're going to do it.
Get your reel up.
Ladies and gentlemen, and the winner of your greatest television show of all times, Dragon Ball Z. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Do it. Let's go. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, now that Dragon Ball Z has won our bracket for the greatest show of all time, it feels interesting.
It feels great. I'm really happy with this decision, man. It couldn't have been a better finals for me. It's a win-win.
Well, you're not happy with this decision.
No, he's
because
not.
You just
this
said that you didn't feel right saying it.
Because he wanted Golden Girls.
And if wanted
it wasn't
Golden Girls.
It would have been any, if it wasn't Golden Girls, it would be like this for any other show.
It wouldn't. It wouldn't matter what show. I think Golden Girls is the greatest
you
show.
You got a Dragon Ball Z tattoo on your bicep.
I do.
You feel good about this decision.
I feel good.
Do you have any Golden Girls tattoos, sir?
No, I don't. There not currently, no.
Are you going to get some Golden Girls tattoos?
Possibly. I don't have tattoos. I have a full shrine in my house. I have a mural of Blanche Devereaux on my wall.
As you should.
So thank you guys for keeping up with this bracket. Hopefully you could understand all the twists and turns and you filled out your bracket perfectly before you listen to this, which if there's anyone that has a perfect bracket, I will be extremely surprised. But next week, we are on our road to WrestleMania.
Oh, boy.
Very excited. But anyway, so we're going to be telling road stories, so things leading up to WrestleMania, how a WWE superstar's mind works going into an event such as WrestleMania, knowing that it is unlike any other event on the planet.
Time out. It's actually about stories from the road.
Why like, you keep thinking, yeah, why? I think he's putting that very well.
He said road to WrestleMania, so I figured we're on the road to
WrestleMania, so we're going to tell road stories.
I don't understand road to WrestleMania. We're always on the road to WrestleMania. I don't understand that phrase.
No, it's road like to WrestleMania is from Rumble to Mania.
Yeah, ow. So I figured we'd be talking about that's like in our past.
I got it.
You do it. Okay.
So next week, what we're going to do is because we're on the road to WrestleMania, which Woods is from the end of Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, we're not going to necessarily talk about our mindset going into WrestleMania. We're just going to tell road stories. That's it. We're just going to talk about things that we do on the road.
So we're going to have a normal-ass podcast like usual.
No,
okay,
it's not
perfect.
Normal because we're going to talk about all the weird things that we do in the car because we've been traveling together for 5 years as a collective. We do a lot of weird things. We play pranks on each other sometimes. We play stupid games to help pass the time because we're children in grown men's bodies. So that's it. We're just going to tell stories about the nonsense that we do traveling on the road from time to time.
Which is the premise of what? Our podcast.
No, because we just spent 2 hours talking about TV shows.
Because this was a theme episode.
But previous ones, we talked to the Usos. Do we tell road stories?
Yes, we told road stories with the Usos.
We talk about their
upbringing. We don't do whole podcasts about road stories.
It's not about
we're going to talk about maybe
the
creep shuffle. We'll talk about the time that you guys messed with the radio. I don't want to give it all away. But we're going to talk about our times in a car, the three of us, when we traveled on the road and all the shenanigans that we got into on the very next episode of The New Day. Feel the power.
If you want to follow me for some reason on social media, you can catch me at Xavier Woods, PhD, on the Instagrams and the Twitters. And on YouTube, search Up, Up, Down, Down. That's your boy's channel.
And you can catch me on Twitter at True Kofi. And you can catch me on the Instagram at The True Kofi.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at WWE Biggie. I'm kind of running out of these little bits. I like to have an alluded little bit every time.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, and you know you did, don't you deny it. It's the best podcast you ever heard in your life. And tonight, I need you, whether it's tonight, today, tomorrow, tell your friends how to download this podcast. Just go wherever you listen to your podcast, plural, and type in The New Day. You'll find a little picture of your boys. You click it and listen to all of them. And then you tell your mama, your auntie, your daddy, your uncle, everybody to get down with the brown and listen to the greatest podcast of all time entitled The New Day.
Feel the power. Why get down with the brown?
That's what came out of my mouth. Because I was moving my head a lot and I was thinking D'Lo Brown. And then you say get down with the brown. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Why did you think?
That's it. I had enough. Thanks, guys. We love you.
Thank you.
Love is real.